go.
Paul.
Yeah, he's adorable.
Oh. Yes, he is.
Oof.
He's also sweet, so.
I wish he lived closer.
Yeah, right?
I would just like to just see his playroom and ask him questions. Because he looked like he'd just tell you what they do. Anyway, we won't get into puppetry.
Puppetry.
So, I wanted to do a joke today about, I wanted to make a joke about Big Fatty. Because like his last podcast, he was like spent a half an hour, well, okay, maybe 10 minutes, talking about what he had for breakfast. I kind of thought that was adorable. Nobody fucking cares, but it was like, it came from him, so it was funny.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Aww.
Yeah, he's adorable. Oh.
Yes, he is.
Oof.
He's also sweet, so.
I wish he lived closer.
Yeah, right?
I would just like to just see his playroom and ask him questions.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 337 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 13th of July, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show, I have got all kinds of mail. I have got voice letters, and y'all, I've got some mail here that I need to open, and I might as well do it on the little show. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, we are under a weather advisory, as the weather rat tells us. And y'all, the rat is there. We don't have an auxiliary rat. We've got full rat coverage. Oh, dear, Gussie. Full rat coverage. And y'all, later today, I've got to remember to pick up Miss Kitty and her favorite... Her favorite dancing girl, Olive, y'all, they're coming in late. They're just coming in late tonight, though, and I'm just, Big Freddy likes to go to bed at a decent hour. Y'all, speaking of that, or y'all, if I don't go to bed at a decent hour, I get confused, and y'all, I must have been very confused on yesterday's show, because I didn't finish a damn thing I was talking about. For instance, can you hear that? Oh, dear Gussie, I've messed up the micro-hoist. Oh, dear Gussie. By the way, can you hear that? Huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, that is the coupon from yesterday, and y'all, I cannot believe that I forgot to tell you how much I spent and how much I saved. Big Fatty, we were unable to get through the day not knowing that. Y'all, I spent $22.89, and y'all have saved $10.98, so y'all, that's about a third. Cool in the brain. About a third. So y'all, I'll add that to the list, and y'all will just be able to finish that right up. And that is poke and cone. But y'all, right after I finish this, I'm gonna have some more of the ham solid. But y'all, I'm gonna add a little shredded. Extra sharp cheddar cheese to it, so it's going to be ham and cheese solid. Lovely, Big Freddy, just lovely. And so I'm going to have that when we're done here. And anyway, I went by the post office. Y'all, I got something from the AARP. I don't know why they keep sending that shit to me, but they do. And y'all, I've got something here. I've got a couple of these retirement accounts. And I thought I'd just open them on the show so y'all could hear my grief. My grief as to why I cannot retire, because no, Big Freddy, you're not making any money on your retirements. Let's just look here. It appears that I've lost $4,000. So, oh, poor Big Freddy. I'm not quite sure what happened there. So, anyway. Gussie, y'all, it wasn't a good month, or it wasn't a good quarter anyway. So, but y'all, this is the one that I'm guaranteed to earn 7% on. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what the ending value is, because y'all. And I don't know what that's all about. I'll have to get on my not my soapbox. I'll have to get on my I'll have to go to the wailing wall or something like that. Over that one, let's see how this other retirement account did. Because y'all evidently I have a knack for choosing the world's worst retirement accounts. And let's just see what this one has to say. And it says, okay. It says, Greg Friday, you didn't make a damn thing on this one. Oh, I lost $33 this time. Well, Big Friday, that's better than $4,000. So, I don't know. So, y'all, it was not a good financial quota this time. So, anyway, that's not so good. So, anyway, thank you for being with me and holding my hand as I'm just going to be moved to tears. Now, y'all, that'll be something for you to cry about. But, anyway, y'all, and I got something here from the Kohl's. It is from the Kohl's, and they're going to tell me if I can get some power savings. I'm going to get some power savings. When does it go into effect? It goes into effect from July 14th through the 21st. So that's coming up. And y'all, let's just pull the sticker here. I'm going to either get 15%, 20%, or 30%. Y'all, I always get the 15. So maybe my luck will change today since I'm doing this with y'all. Y'all, I can't get the sticker. I can't get the sticker to come off. Dear Gussie. Big Freddy, why don't... Dear Gussie, it's just a sticker. Why can't you get it? I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, that was at DJ David J and Gavin. DJ David J does the Gay Trucker podcast, little show. And Gavin does the Dragon podcast. Y'all, once again, 15%. Well, oh, dear Gussie, I about pulled my ears out of my head. Trying to reach down. Well, y'all, that all of a sudden the AARP mail is looking really good. Yes, Big Freddy, it's lovely. So, anyway, y'all, by the way, that Kim Beaver, y'all, she found a picture. She found a picture of me in that golf cart. And, y'all, she's posted it over there at the lodge. And, y'all, then she's found some sort of incriminating picture of me wearing some sort of outfit that was just not acceptable on the golf course. So, y'all go on over there and take a look at that. And yes, Big Friday, that sounds lovely. But, y'all, let's see what I was going to go look. Oh, y'all, I was going to tell you about the weekend. That was the other thing I didn't finish telling you about. I didn't even start telling you about it. We had the LFC on Friday night. And y'all had adult beverages during that. And y'all, I was just like, oh, Big Honey, it's Friday night. Time to go to y'all. And it never fails. It never fails. The nights that I want to go to sleep at a decent time so I can get rest and get up bright and early and refreshed, y'all, I just can't fall asleep. But on a Friday night, y'all, I can barely keep my eyes open because, you know, I'd like to do something else. No, you got to go to sleep, Big Freddy. And so then on Saturday, I didn't do a damn thing Saturday. Y'all, I watched some of my television programs that I had put on the TiVo, but I didn't do a damn thing. And, I did some eating and all. Did I go to the store Saturday or Sunday? I think I went Sunday to the store. I ate something, and y'all, it just gave me the explosive diarrhea. And I know that there are some of you eating your Cheerios right now, and you've shot it out of your nose. You just shot a Cheerio out of your nose. And, y'all, but I had the explosive diarrhea. And so I called Granny and Miss Porter, and I said, no, I will not be going to the Patrick's Bar. Because, y'all, there's one place you don't want to have explosive diarrhea, and that is... So I told him, no, I will not be going, and I didn't. I stuck to my guns, y'all. I stuck to my guns. And then Sunday, I just had a lovely, relaxing day and went to the stove. And then I watched the Big Brother! Speaking of that, y'all, I went and I goggled, and I didn't goggle it. I went into the iTunes store, and y'all, they've got several different apps for the Big Brother. And y'all, I got the Pocket Big Brother because it was free. It was free, and y'all on it, it'll tell you, and it's free. Did I mention it was free? Y'all, it'll tell you who is the HOH, who's been nominated, and who wins the power of veto. And y'all, then there are listings of the cast. You can get all kinds of information about them. And then y'all, they have the updates, and you can get the Joker's updates. And y'all, like for instance, I am reading the updates right now. I'm just going to get this. 2:39 PST. Lane, Enzo, and Brendan are sitting in the living room discussing tattoos. Oh, dear gussie. While in the kitchen, Brendan's trying to make crepes, experimenting because he forgot the recipe. Others also there, in and out, and with random chat. But y'all, there are spoilers here. So, you know, like, I already know who won the power of veto. And the result of that... And y'all, they did not reveal the saboteur. The saboteur. On the Sunday night show, I think they're going to do it. I was pretty sure they said they were going to do it on Thursday night. But no, Big Ratty, you're wrong. You are wrong. And y'all, I was right. But anyway, you might want to go over there and get that Pocket Big Brother app if you want to kind of keep up on with what's going on. Y'all, I got a Twitter today from the Turnip Head saying, I wonder why Big Freddy is not playing the Words with Friends with me. And y'all, I'm guessing it's because he forgot to put the word online in when he requested to play. So he's waiting to play with this 450-pound woman somewhere, Big Fatty. But y'all, you have to use the online if you're going to play with Big Fatty. Oh, Big Freddy, that's vulgar. But y'all, and I do show a game in progress with him, but it's his move, so I'm not quite sure. Maybe he can go and resign that game so that I'll win, because he hadn't made the first move yet, but it's his move. So maybe that's what he's talking about. I don't know, y'all. I just don't know. I don't understand the Words with Friends. All I can tell you is that late in the day, it gets very sluggish. But first thing in the morning, it'll pop them out just like there's no tomorrow. Pop them out like no tomorrow. But anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from before the time gets away from me today, I think we should do some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, save us from this nattery.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's the Georgia Glamazon. I'm surprised you never experienced the Duncan die back in the late 70s, early 80s, after we finished watching the 2 a.m. drag show at the Sweet Gum Head or Locker Room Disco. A group of us would head over to the Duncan die for one of the finest vile hot breakfasts in town, served up by Atlanta's finest drag queen waitresses. It was an Atlanta family tradition.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Georgia Glamazon, and y'all, she is talking like Big Fatty was living in Atlanta in the late 70s and early 80s. Y'all, Big Fatty has lived in Upchuck since August of 1974. And y'all, so that this is why I did not go to the Dunkin' Dine in Atlanta. No, Big Pratty, you were not even there to enjoy the drag queen vile breakfast. So anyway, but y'all, it's lovely. It is just lovely to hear from the Georgia Glamazon, because y'all, she has been very busy this spring. Now, do y'all remember what she's been busy doing? Do ya? Well, y'all, here's a little hint.
Hey, America, you still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. Remember,
it's not too late.
It's not too late to help show where your community needs funds for jobs, schools, health care, and more. It's not too late. Answer the 1980 census.
And remember, all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Yes, she has been working for the census, y'all. So anyway, Georgia Glamazon, thank you for your service to your country. And y'all, speaking of people who have served their country, y'all, they serve it up on after they cook it on the grill. Y'all, I am talking about those boys from Danbury. Yes, Big Patty.
You hear that? You hear that?
Big Patty.
Oh!
It's Kevin and Brian in Danbury. We just went to the shop wrongs. And we spent $41.23, but we saved $13.94. Not nearly as good as spending and saving, but no dollar coupons.
Oh, shucks!
And the husband just ran a red light. Gotta go! Bye!
Dear Gussie, y'all, I believe those two had been to the liquor store also. I believe it just sounded like they had been liquored up or... And, y'all, but that's pretty good, y'all. And it touches Big Fatty's little heart, his little cholesterol-filled heart, whenever you go to the store and you get the coupon. And you look and you go, oh, Big Fatty would be proud of us because we saved $10.31. And, y'all, it's just lovely. In fact, y'all, my eldest daughter, Holly, she saved more than she spent. Y'all, they had to call the manager over there. No, this cannot be. And y'all, there must have been some sort of double couponing or something like that. I don't know how that happens. But that, I can assure you, it's never happened. It has never happened to Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I'm going to go over here because, you know, today is all about the mail. The voice letters and the bad retirement letters. And y'all, I'm gonna go over here and look at the G letter. Y'all, speaking of that, I learned today that I can have a couple of different mail accounts come into my iPhone. Y'all, I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know how to do that. But y'all, that trucker Alex, who by the way is beating my ass on the Words with Friends, y'all, he's just chewing me out and spit me out. But y'all, he sent me something for an app called Burps and Farts. And y'all, evidently you can make burping and farting sounds. I don't know how it works. I haven't downloaded it yet. But y'all, if you're interested in burp and fart sounds after you buy the BFO app, of course, because, you know, y'all, we're getting very close. We're getting very close to making that Steve Jobs write us a check, y'all. So tell your friends, or better yet, tell your enemies to buy the BFO app, y'all, because, you know, it's the money's going to the Pride 48. Oh, dear Gussie. But y'all, go over and check out Farts and Burps also. And thank you, Trucker Alex, for beating my ass in the Words with Friends. Y'all, who was it that sent it to me? And I don't see it now. I must have thrown it away. But somebody, it may have been Paul. Paul, was it Paul that sent this to me? Y'all, he dressed up as a cow for the Cow Appreciation Day at the Chick-fil-A. And y'all got the complimentary sandwich, and somebody else went and had their very first Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
yeah, he's adorable.
Oh. Yes, he is.
Oof.
He's also sweet, so.
I wish he lived closer.
Yeah, right?
I would just like to just see his playroom and ask him questions.
You know, it makes me very uncomfortable when they talk about me like that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.